Okay, so to begin the first mishnah of the first parak of Tainis, it's important to know that there are three parts to Shemona Esrei. The first three brachos of Shemona Esrei is what's known as Shevach. That's where we give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He is the Almighty and that He is awesome. We say, HaKel HaGadol HaGibor HaNura Kel Elyon. We say, Atah Gibor. We say, You're the Mechayim Mesim, Atah Rav Hoshia. All those things. We say, Atah Kadosh. So those brachos are all Shevach. The last three brachos are all Hodah. Those are giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the middle brachos, all the middle brachos are all brachos of Bakasha. That's where we make requests, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for specifics. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Das, we ask Him for Slicha, we ask Him for Refuah, etc. So now, this Mishnah opens up with the discussion of the two insertions that we make for when we start asking for rain. So we know, or when we start mentioning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down rain, so one is a mashav ruach marda gasha. That is something that we say in the second bracha of Shemona Esrei v'atagibor. And then we have v'sein talamata. That's what we say in the bracha of mevarech hashanim, baruch aleinu asa shana azos. So now, the question is, at what point in the year do we begin making those insertions into the tefillah? So the Mishnah says, Ma'ima saimas kirin givurz geshamim. From when do we start mentioning, in other words, when do we start saying in Shemona Esrei, givurz geshamim, the might of the rain? What does it mean, the might of the rain? It means the might of the one who brings down the rain. Now, what is that referring to? That's referring to Mashav Aruach, Amar Geshem, right? Because we're going to be mentioning the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when do you start saying that? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer miyamta farishon shachag. So interestingly, Rabbi Eliezer says you should start saying Mashiv Ruach Amar Geshem on the very first day of Sukkot. Now to us that seems a little bit random, but the fact of the matter is that we start saying. Why should we start saying it? Then we should start saying it because we learn out from lulav. We know that lulav is part of the bakasha that we have to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for water, because we know that it's over Sukkot that we are judged on the water, the rain that we're going to have. And so the same way that we start shaking lulav on the first day of Sukkot, so we should start mentioning givurz geshamim on the very first day of Sukkot in Shemona Esrei. So Rabbi Yeshua says back to that, Rabbi Yeshua Omer miyom tov ha'acharon shel chag. Don't start saying it on the first day of Sukkot. You should start saying Mashiv Ruach Amar Geshem and Shemini Atzeres on the last day. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, and here's my argument. Ho ve'ein ha'geshamim el simon klol b'chag, because rain coming down on Sukkot is a bad sign. It's a sign of klol. It's a sign of curse on Sukkot. Why is it a sign of curse? So we know that, well, if it starts raining, then you are excused from the sukkah. You don't sit in the sukkah if it's raining. In fact, the Mishnah in Sukkah tells us that when it starts raining on Sukkot, it's comparable to an eved, a servant who comes to give his master a cup of wine, and the master takes a flask of water and dumps it on his servant's face. And so it's pretty clear that it's not a good thing if it starts raining on Sukkot. So again, the whole ve'in ha'geshamim el simon klal b'chag, if rain coming down on Sukkot is a bad sign on Sukkot, lo mamasker, why would we mention mashav ruach amar geshem on Sukkot, starting the first day of Sukkot? Rather, we should wait till Sukkot is over to start saying we should wait till Shmini Atzeres. So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer says back to Rabbi Yeshua, Afanilo amarti l'sha'ol, I wasn't saying that you should start asking for rain, right? Because if you'd be asking for something, that wouldn't be in the first three brachos of Shemona Esrei. If you start asking for rain, that's going to be the v'sein talamata. That's when we're asking a Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring down the rain. Ella lahazkir mashav ruach amar geshem. But onaso, I'm just saying that you should start mentioning the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who brings down the rain. But onaso, and I just mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing it down, and that it brings down in its right time, and the right time is not a simon klala thing. Amar lo, so Rabbi Yeshua says back to Rabbi Eliezer, Im Kain, well, if that's correct, that you're just merely mentioning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down the rain, and He brings down the rain whenever the appropriate time to bring down rain is, lo olam yehei maska, then you should always be mentioning Mashiv Ruach Umar Dagashem. You should mention it even throughout the summer. You should be mentioning Mashiv Ruach Umar Dagashem. Why do you start saying it specifically on the first day of Sukkot? So clearly, you must be incorrect. Clearly, we should be mentioning it only at a time when rain is actually a simon bracha. So the question is really, what would Rabbi Eliezer respond back to that? Why does Rabbi Eliezer feel that you should start saying Mashiv Ruach Merah Geshem from the first day of Sukkot? So the answer that's brought down in the Gemara is the fact of the matter is Rabbi Eliezer really does hold that you could start saying Mashiv Ruach. You could say it the whole year round if you wanted to. So why is he saying anything about the first day of Sukkot? He's mentioning the first day of Sukkot because that's when you are obligated to start mentioning Mashiv Ruach Merah Geshem. That's when there's a chiyuv to start mentioning that shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a form of ritzoy towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when we're ultimately going to start asking for rain, but we want to start mentioning it then. Okay.